From Spark and Anvil and Labsmith, this is Guess, in Chapter 1 of the Labsmith cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Guess is a small fox who is always thinking, warm orange fur with soft cream stripes, a chunky apprentice vest full of pockets, one paw usually on his chin, like a cartoon fox mid-puzzle. Guess loves questions, but not just any questions. He wants the kind you can check. He carries an idea card and a testable tracker, and he uses them to turn wild thoughts into real plans the world can answer yes or no to. His favorite words are what if. That's his whole craft, hypothesize, making a guess you can test. Not a lucky guess, like picking a number out of the air, Guess says. A science guess. What if X? And now we can go find out. The move Guess teaches is turning an I wonder into a what if. I wonder why the sky is blue is a lovely start, he says. But you can't do anything with it yet. Turn it into what if the air scatters blue light more than red? Now there's something you can test. A testable guess is one the world can answer. You can set something up, watch what happens, and get a yes or a no. A lucky guess just hopes, Guess says. A testable guess asks, and then it lets the experiment answer. That little flip from wondering to what if is where science actually starts. Guess didn't always work this way. He used to be the kid who blurted the answer before anyone finished the question. I'd shout, I already know that one, and reach right in, he admits. But over and over, the thing in his head turned out to be almost right, or right for the wrong reason, or just plain wrong. And he had no way to tell which because he'd never checked. Knowing in your head feels the same whether you're right or wrong, he learned. That's the trap. So he came to the mechanics lab and taught himself the harder, better habit. Catch the blurt and reshape it into a what if he could actually test. The excitement didn't go away. It just got pointed somewhere useful. One afternoon, C, the hair tween who watches first, was studying a pendulum, a heavy nut on a string, swinging tick-tock, tick-tock. She'd already noticed and written down that each swing climbed a little less high than the last. It keeps slowing down, she said. Why does it do that? Guess felt the old blurt rise up. Friction! And this time caught it. Okay, that's an I wonder, he said. Let's make it into what ifs we can test. What if the air is pushing back on the nut? What if the string rubs where it's tied at the top? What if the nut itself is heavier on one side? C's ears perked. Each one was a real checkable claim. Pick the air one, she said. So they framed the test. Swing it and count the swings until it stops, then swing it again. Same height, same string. And see if anything changes when they alter just the air-catching part. C's job was to look, Guess grinned, jotting on his idea card. Mine is to turn what she saw into a what if. And next comes Check, who'll actually run it. A guess you can hand to an experiment. That's the whole point.
So I don't have to already know the answer, C said. I just have to ask it in a way we can find out. That's the best part, Guess said, and felt it fizz up in him, the way it always did. That bright spark the instant a good what if clicks into place. Half the fun of already caring about the answer, and half the delicious not knowing yet. The pendulum's mystery didn't feel frustrating anymore. It felt itchy in the best way. A pull forward, a let's go find out. That sparky, itchy, want to find out feeling, the moment a wondering turns into a testable what if, was to Guess the whole reason he loved questions you can check. Because a guess you can test isn't a dead end, it's a door.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Guess. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.